Okay, yesterday we started the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. We discussed the seven aliyas in Shabbos. We discussed the concept of adding aliyas by Chabad customers. We don't add aliyas. Now, normally, as we'll learn soon, you can't give certain people one after another. Like father, son, grandfather, it's his father, son, son. You can't give a grandfather and a grandson if it's the son's son, not daughter's son. Or you're not supposed to call two brothers one after another, even if they don't care. It doesn't matter. Halachically, it's forbidden. But if it's a second Sefer Torah, let's say you have two Sefer Torahs that week, one gets Shvi and one gets Maftid, so then it's okay because there's a second Sefer Torah that separates the two of them, and therefore it's fine. Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara. But it says, even if somebody says, I don't care about it, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do it.
If a Kohen wants Haftorah, or a Levi wants Haftorah, can you give it to them, Kohen or Levi?
So one second, we're coming to these things now. Now, a Kohen is honored, as, generally speaking, as the first Aliyah. Why? Because it says, he's Kaddishtem. You're still supposed to make a Kohen holy. Now, how do you give him holiness? By calling him first to the... One of the things, you're calling him first to the Torah. The Mishnah Grada says that Talmud Chacham, even if he's a Mamzer, has precedence over a Kohen Gadol who's an Amoretz, who's an illiterate. Okay? So in other words, technically, if you have a Kohen who's not such a scholar, and you have a scholar, technically the scholar should go first. But in today's days, Poskim right, we don't do that because everybody's a scholar. Yeah, everybody's a scholar. And you're going to start fighting. I don't know, leave it. You're going to start fighting who's a bigger scholar. Anyway, so Kohen comes first. Now, if there's no Kohen, so technically the Gemara says the expression Sparka Chavila, that means you can technically give a Yisrael already. Even if there's a Levi there, there's no Kohen in the shul, you can give a Yisrael the first Aliyah. The Alter Rebbe says in Shechun Aruch and Birchas Hamazon that if there's no Kohen and you give a Levi instead of a Yisrael, so you have Ma'arichin Yomim, you have Arichas Yomim. It's a school to live long. But technically, once there's no Kohen, you can give a Yisrael, Levi, you can give whoever you want. If there's no Levi, so then the Kohen gets the second Aliyah again. Look, it happens many times. There's a Kohen, but no Levi. See, the Kohen is called up for the second Aliyah. Because you can't give a Kohen then a Yisrael. Why can't you give a Kohen then a Yisrael? There's no Levi. Okay, go to the next, the Yisrael. Because people are going to think that the fact that a Yisrael came up after the Kohen means that something's wrong with the Kohen. He's not a real Kohen. And therefore, you're giving the Yisrael... Because it's not because there's no Levi, because he's not really a Kohen. So that's that bin. Now, a Kohen is allowed to have, one second. A Kohen can have technically three Aliyahs. You can have Kohen, Achrein, if you add Aliyahs, the last one that you're adding, and Maftir. The same thing with Levi. Levi can have Levi. Or, those places where they add aliyahs, they make a suffix, what's called Acharein, the last aliyah before Maftir, because it's additional, the Kohen or Levi can have, and they can have Maftir also. Now there's a question, what can a Kohen have Kohen and Maftir? Can a Kohen have Kohen and Maftir, the same Shabbos, morning? So it's brought down for Rav Nosson Adler, who was the Rebbe at the Chassam Sefer, that he used to get Kohen Amafter very often. And every week, but he used to get Kohen Amafter. He was a Kohen and he got Kohen Amafter. What did you want to ask?
You mentioned the author says that it's Sulvar Yom.
Right.
Is
Shulchan
Aruch
the author
of the writer?
Yeah, Shulchan Aruch.
And who's the school of thought? The God or the school of thought?
That's the question. Pashtus, the guy that gives him that Aliyah, yeah. That's just simply the meaning of it. Okay, now... What happens, one second, what happens if you're giving out Aliyah Shabbos morning, and by mistake, you didn't know this guy was a Kohen, and you call him up for the V, and he's a Kohen. So what do you do? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, he waits next to the bima, the kohen. Another Jew goes up for the aliyah, and you give the kohen either, again, if you had aliyahs, achrin or maftir. But the kohen can't get a middle aliyah unless if it's a shul all of kohenim. That happens sometimes. The whole siman Shulchan Aruch called irshul kol kohenim, irshul kol leviim. Okay. Now, when you have two parshiyos, you have Tazria Mitzera or Achim Mitzkadesh, whatever it is, you connect, there are different opinions, by the way, but you connect the two parshiyos with Revi. The fourth aliyah connects the first parsha with the second parsha. So the fourth aliyah is reading the end of the first parsha plus the beginning of the second parsha. Now, in the place where they add aliyahs, so then Paskim write, technically you can call up seven guys in the first parsha, then you can have seven guys in the second parsha, and you don't need to connect the two parshas together. But the Bel de Minig is that you connect the two parshas together. In fact, from there the Rebbe proves that when two sedras are together, it's really one sedra. And the proof of it is you connect them both together. You don't make a break with one and then to the other. Okay, now... What?
Sometimes the aliyah moves from Rish, like Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, because you need to have a certain amount of aliyahs and it has to be done a certain way. So you don't, usually it doesn't happen. Okay, next is like this. Certain things you don't stop in the middle, like the Teichacha B'chukai Sai, the Teichacha Kisavai, one person gets it. And there's also different minhagim, like the teichacha, the custom, the admonishment in Bechukaisei, with seemingly, you know, the hidden blessing that you give in Bechukaisei and Kisavai. The minig is that part of it, the Balkari reads quieter. The Balkari reads quieter. And the same thing, our minig is brought down in halacha, but our minig is also that when you read in Parshas Kisisa, the portion of the egel, the Jews worshipping the golden calf, you also... Our meaning is that you also lower the voice. And now you have to make sure everybody hears it, but you don't read it as loud and as slow as a normal kriya. You do it quicker. Yeah, the teichacha, that aliyah. Not to the, no. Officially, you're supposed to give it to the balkari. But then the question is, if a balkari is a kohen or a levi, it's not the levi aliyah. So, those people, they add aliyahs, there's a whole seder how to do it. But the way we don't do it, because you don't add aliyahs, so then you can't have a different. So, Lepearl, somebody else gets it.
Well, he gets a mishaberach. Whoever walks up.
The one that goes, yeah. If you make mishaberach, of course he goes up. Okay. So Yisrael gets it. Yeah, by the ego you do call by the name. Okay, now, when between aliyahs, you have to close the Sefer Torah. You can't leave it open. Now, in many, like, here we cover it, actually. But according to Halacha, if there's not a long break between aliyahs, in a lot of places, they don't make mishaberachs, right? So you call the guy up for the aliyah, comes up right away. So then, halachically, as long as the Sefer Torah is closed, it's good enough. You shouldn't leave it open. But to cover it, it says if to take more time, there's disrespectful for the Sefer Torah to be left uncovered, so then you cover it. But
I never understand. There are 10 people in the shul, 9 of them are a Kohen, and 1 is an Israel. So you call Israel first. Why?
Who says do you do that?
Remember from before. You said.
Not necessarily. I have to double check. There's a whole system. Because it's one din if there's one Yisrael. It's another din if it's two Yisraelim. If it's three Yisraelim. The whole system. You have to remember all the details. But not always do you call the Yisrael first. It's possible. It's possible.
If everybody's guilty, then it's innocent.
That's true, it's nothing to do with...
In the city of Shiraz, that happens.
Huh?
In the city of Shiraz, they're all Quranic.
That's Shiraz,
But I know when we're in India, then 1971 we were in India. So we ended, we were supposed to be in Australia with a whole mix up in Iran, we missed the plane. Oh, don't ask about that. But anyway, we ended up in Calcutta for Shabbos. So over there was Parshas B'chukai, they read the Teichacha. We didn't even know they read it. All of a sudden it was done. You know, it was like they didn't even call up any of it. They just, guy just read, we're standing here, we didn't even hear that the guy read the Torah. So they had a minig also. It's really mamish quiet. Nobody hears it. Okay, now there's an interesting din. What happens if it's a Shabbos where you need three Sefer Torahs? Or Simchas Torah, right? You need three Sefer Torahs. And you only have two. What? You can have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nissen, you can have three. Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, you can have three. And then you can have Simchas Torah, you always have three. Now, what's the din? We only have two Sefer Torahs. Okay? So what's the order? So first you read in the first, obviously. Then you read in the second. But the din is you don't roll the second one to the third one. You take the first one and use it for the third one. So Ramad and Hilchas Simchas Torah. If you there's three Sefer Torahs, you only have two. You read one, two. And instead of, because you would think two is out already, just roll it. No, you have to do a Hagban two and then bring with the back the first one and roll it to the third place that you need it.
The Hagba cuts off, the Hagba comes between. Sometimes it's Hagba, sometimes it's Kaddish.
So we learned, if Kaddish is after the obligatory amount of Aliyas, not before. In fact, there's a din. What happens, a guy read Shishi until the end of the Parsha instead of making Shvi. So what do you do? So you don't say Kaddish then. You call the guy from after is the seventh Aliyah, and then you say Kaddish. Kaddish, once you understand the concept, it's very simple. And how it works. Kaddish is between the mandatory Aliyahs and either the additional Aliyahs or the end of the Aliyahs. Like Monday and Thursday, right? You have three Aliyahs, you say Kaddish. Rosh Chodesh, you have four Aliyahs, you say Kaddish. Now, Shabbos Chanukah, I mean, not Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, like this year, right? It was the middle of the week. So Rosh Chodesh needs four Aliyahs. So three you read in the first Sefer Torah. The fourth Aliyah, you read in the second Sefer Torah. But you don't say Kaddish between the two because you didn't finish the four Aliyahs that you must have. You need four Aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. So the Hagba is first, then you call the fourth in the second Sefer Torah, then you say Kaddish. Because again, you can't say Kaddish in between the obligatory, you say at the end of the obligatory Aliyahs. Now, our minig is Shabbos Mincha, the din is you don't say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha. Why? Because you're relying, but the fast day also. Why? Because right away you're going to be davening Shemoneh Esrei Mincha, the Chazan is going to say half Kaddish, both Shabbos Mincha and on the fast day Mincha, right? You finish the Haftarah, Yahalulu, and the guy says Kaddish already. So the Kaddish of the Chazan is also going on the Kaddish for the Sefer Torah. So you don't need two Kaddishim. That's why the Rebbe writes, our minig is Shabbos, that when they start tying the Torah, or they finish tying the Torah, whatever you want, however you want to define it there, the Chazan starts saying the Kaddish slowly, while the Sefer Torah is still there. You don't bring the Sefer Torah back into the Arden and then say Kaddish. Our minig is that you start saying Kaddish when the Sefer Torah is being tied. And you slow in the, you go Kaddish slow, that they should finish tying it up. And then as soon as the Sefer Torah is put back, then you finish the Kaddish.
Maftir is not a part of obligatory?
No, Maftir was added later. Though we'll learn in Mirat Hashem tomorrow or the next day why Maftir is was added later. But Shabbos is seven Aliyahs.
What if the Kaddish have to be finished for Shabbos after the Sefer Torah is in the Arden?
Because normally the chazan would begin it after you close the sefer. What do you do most of Shabbos? You put it in,
right.
And then unless there's a speech, but if there's right. No speech, you close the aron, then the chazan says kaddish
right.
For Musaf. So many shuls, that's what they do, by the way. Many places, they bring the sefer Torah back in, and then the chazan says kaddish. The Rebbe writes, our meaning is to start kaddish slowly then, and then bring it in. Yeah, because after the Sefer Torah is in the Hechel, there's no break. Because the Kaddish belongs to the Shemoneh Esrei. So you don't want to make a break that way between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei.
So why don't we do that system on a fast day?
We do. When the Chazan says Yahalulu, our meaning is to right away start saying Kaddish.
But do we wait until...
You can't, because you can't do it before, because there's Haftarah to say. Right, so Haftarah, when you finish Haftarah, then you say Yahalulu, and the guy starts Kaddish while the Sefer Torah is on its way back.